Hey folks, welcome to the Catholic Coaching Podcast. My name is Matt.
And I am Erin.
We are the Ingolds, the founders of Metanoia Catholic, where we aim to make mindset coaching authentically Catholic and practical.
We just love to take all of these tools and techniques and share them with you on this podcast. We also train and coach other Catholic coaches.
Come on into the podcast. Hey folks, my name is Matt Engel. I'm a Catholic mindset coach with Metanoia Catholic. I'm also a trained and certified spiritual director through Divine Mercy University. Going to be addressing here today the questions on coaching versus counseling versus spiritual direction. We get that question a lot. So I'm drawing from a lot of my expertise as a spiritual director and a coach. Don't really have that strong expertise as a counselor, having gone through my training or any sort of training in that. And so I offer my expertise here, the limits that it has, to this dialogue. And I invite everybody into a dialogue with this because the dialogue is going to help us to understand, the swim lanes for each one of these professions. And I know there's not only three, there's more that are out there. I'm just going to be talking specifically those three professions of coaching, counseling and spiritual direction. And the goal here is to understand the swim lanes of those things. I'm going to offer a model for understanding the distinctions, but also the complementary nature of these things. So again, I want to enter this in as a dialogue. Would love to hear your feedback. Please enter your comments below. But we get this question a lot, especially we certify Catholic coaches in a certification program that we have. And so they're always asking, what's the difference between spiritual direction, counseling, and coaching? And how do these things complement one another? That's the goal here today. Okay, when I first started wrestling with this question, the temptation was to think that we could make a distinction based on what each one of these practitioners are doing, practitioners being the coach, the counselor, or the spiritual director. And where this led was, well, if it's something that has to do with psychology, then that's the area of the psychologist or the counselor or the therapist. Or if it had to do with goal setting, well, that's the area of the coach, okay? And if it had to do with a relationship with God, then it had to do with the area of spiritual direction. And the reality is that each one of these professions will draw from certainly the human sciences and psychology to understand the person that's in front of them. They're going to come to an understanding of the goals that the person has, whether that goal is to have some sort of temporal goal on this side of heaven. Maybe it's health. Maybe it's resting in some sort of a result. Maybe it's resting in some sort of a relationship with the Lord. They're all going to have their goals. And if you're approaching each one of those modalities through a Catholic lens, there's certainly going to be questions related to their relationship with their God, okay, with God. Okay, so just what people do in those professions, I would argue, isn't really a sufficient model in and of itself. Rather, the model that I propose here that I think is really helpful in understanding where each one differs, but also how they complement one another is what I would call the model of the primary goal of the practitioner, right? The primary goal of the practitioner, being that therapist or that coach or that spiritual director. And therefore, what's the primary goal of the relationship that each one of those practitioners is entering into with their clients or respective directees, okay? The primary goal I found will be something that informs the type of clientele that each one of these practitioners works with or attracts to them. Also, it's going to inform the focus of each one of the sessions that these, you know, in the relationship, what actually happens when they're getting together as a coach or as a counselor or as a spiritual director. What's the focus of that session? What are the techniques that are being used? But also, it's really going to inform the expertise and the formation and the education that's required of the practitioner, all right? So coaches go through a different training than counselors do, and certainly different than spiritual directors. An analogy that I'm going to be drawing from is the staff on a football team, all right? So you've got a wide range of staff that are serving a football team all towards a common goal, a common mission of serving, of getting that team to be a winning team and operating at its peak performance. In the same way, these three professions of counseling, coaching, and spiritual direction are going to be towards the common goal of getting that person to thrive in a place of abundance in the relationships within the body of Christ, but also the relationship with God as well. Okay, so I'm going to be using that analogy here going forward. All right, the first thing I want to do here is I want to highlight just kind of the three different goals on a very high level. And I do it through of these different professions. And I do it through the lens of the three R's, or the three R's here, right? So good good to have these little easy things to remember. Okay, all right. So what's the goal of the therapist? The goal of the therapist is one, I would say, is restoration. So when I say therapist, I'm talking about somebody that's operating more of a clinical model. They want to help somebody to achieve restoration, rest in restoration. The coach is helping somebody towards a result. They're helping them to rest in some sort of result. And then finally, the spiritual director is helping somebody to rest in a relationship. Okay, so those three R's kind of tie into the three broad goals, primary goals of those relationships, where the counselor or the person operating the clinical model is helping somebody to restoration. The coach is helping somebody towards a result, and the spiritual director is helping somebody to a relationship. Okay, so first I want to go into the modality, the role of the counselor here. Okay, so we said the goal is restoration. It's getting somebody back to baseline. Clinical counselors really operate in a world where they are diagnosing people. They're identifying people that have some sort of mental illness or malady that is impacting their ability to show up and operate in the world effectively, at least on a very normal level. Okay, so we might say that somebody that is a clinician is going to help somebody from a place of mental illness being somewhere below baseline on kind of the overall spectrum of mental health and helping them to get to baseline. Okay. So moving from a place of mental illness to mental health. Now, I know that this does not cover all the modalities of psychology. Goodness gracious. There's quite a bit out there. And certainly now with positive psychology being a field that's being studied more on the rise, you might have some clinicians that not only work with people that are below baseline, but assist them moving forward here as well. But for the most part, it's a diagnostic model where you're diagnosing some sort of mental illness or malady. And then we move into the focus of relationship. There's some sort of a treatment plan that the each one of the sessions is focused on. Okay, so if we go to our analogy of the athletic field and the football team, all right, this would be the personal trainer or the physical therapist or the athletic trainer, right? Somebody that is helping somebody that is perhaps physically broken. Maybe they twisted their ankle on the field or they busted their leg or they snapped their Achilles or something like that, to actually move from that place of physical illness or physical malady to a place of health at that point. Because arguably, we're not going to be able to put that person on the athletic field and really expect much from them when they're still broken. Okay, we need to heal the person first. And so that's the service where that physical trainer, personal trainer, physical therapist, or in this case, the analogy goes to that counselor clinician is going to be operating, helping somebody that is broken or below baseline to get to baseline so they can ultimately go back on the field and connect with the coach. Okay, so the people that they're going to be attracting are more people that are below baseline dealing with some sort of mental illness. When you think about it, most people don't go to a counselor when they're already feeling healthy. They go to a counselor when they're feeling down or below baseline and they want to get back to a place where they can function at more, I guess you would call a normal level or at a baseline or above. Okay. So you go to a counselor when you feel sick, or an athletic trainer when you feel injured. Okay, so again, the focus of the session then is diagnosing and then putting some sort of treatment plan in place and then delivering the treatment plan. When we think about the expertise now of the counselor, that means they have to have a knowledge of how to diagnose these different maladies so that they can put the proper plan in place to bring that person to a place of restoration or the goal of health, moving them from below baseline back to baseline at least, right? And when you think about like to grow and to acquire that expertise and formation, it really is a lifetime in and of itself. You can spend an entire lifetime, even in one particular zone, one particular specific malady or illness, and just growing and understanding the treatment plans for that. And so it really is something quite intensive to move somebody from below baseline to baseline, let alone continuing the journey beyond that, okay? The relationship typically ends with the counselor once they hit that place of baseline or they hit that place of health or restoration. So once you're there, you don't continue to go to the counselor. You may go back a couple of times for some check-ins, the same way you go back to the doctor to do some check-ins. But for the most part, you're not seeing that person as frequently and you're moving on to somebody that can help you out with the next stage of your journey. enter the coach. Okay. So as soon as the athletic trainer is done fixing that person, now it's time to pass them off to the coach that can help them improve their game. Okay. So again, we go now to the coach that is helping the person rest in a result. Okay. So the results that they're helping them to achieve are some sort of achievement or growth goal that they have. Maybe it's to grow professionally. Maybe it's to grow in some sort of physical goal, but something that actually improves the quality of their life and helps them to experience greater wellness, fulfillment, thriving, expertise in a field, perhaps more freedom, personal freedom, or develop a new skill or a habit. Okay. So that's where the coach is helping somebody grow. Because of this, the clientele that they tend to draw are those people that are working active. They're working with people that are mentally well at baseline health or above. They're really people that are capable of investing the time and the focus to grow in a specific area. Okay. And so coaches, just like on the athletic field, you're going to have quarterback coaches, you're going to have offensive lineman coaches, you're going to have coaches for special teams or wide receivers or the defensive secondary or for the kickers. You're going to have all these different coaches with these niche expertise. In the similar way, you have a coach that has some sort of an expertise in helping somebody from one place to another, and typically a specific niche area of growth, okay? Whether that be weight loss or growing as a better parent, growing your marriage, growing in emotional intelligence, improving your work-life balance, so on and so forth. Coaches typically work in some sort of a niche the same way that they do on the athletic field. And again, this is necessary because if you're helping somebody to achieve excellence in a particular area, that excellence is born from a lot of your experience and your knowledge and your growth and your expertise that you've acquired over time that helps that person to understand, you know, the different obstacles that they're going to run into and the different things that they're, even mental blocks that they're going to run into. Okay. So when we look to the expertise that a coach is going to be formed in, we see niche areas of knowledge that they're going to be growing in. Say again, the weight loss coach is maybe going to have a niche area of knowledge of nutrition or maybe in certain exercises or types of fitness modalities that are there. Maybe in mindset work, particularly around exercise or physical health or eating patterns or dieting. Okay. So they're going to have that expertise on that particular journey path that they're going to take their clients on. They're going to know the common pitfalls. They're going to know the obstacles that they're likely to encounter and how to overcome those obstacles. They're going to have the knowledge of excellence in achieving whatever the client's desired result is. And again, when you think of the coach, even the word coach is derived from the term of coach, like a coach and buggy. It takes you from one destination to another, okay? And that coach is an expert on that particular journey path, and people work with that coach because they want to achieve that result fast and efficiently. Okay. The relationship ends with the coach when the client has either surpassed the expertise of the coach, they hit the result that they're looking for, or they just decide to move on to a different goal. Okay. So let's take the final time we have here to just talk about the spiritual direction relationship. Okay. So when we get into spiritual direction, we say the goal here of the practitioner, the spiritual director, is to help the client, or in this case, the directee, to rest in a relationship. Rest in a relationship. Not just any relationship, but a divine relationship. Okay. So when you think of it, our ultimate goal, as understood as Catholic Christians here, our ultimate goal is resting in a relationship with God. We call that the beatific vision, seeing God face to face and experiencing God in relationship, a divine relationship through the divinization of our bodies. This is incredible stuff. For all of eternity. It is really living in that Mary posture versus the Martha and the Martha and Mary story, which Christ says is the better part. The goal here of the spiritual director is helping that directee encounter God in prayer, amidst life circumstances, in the present moment, how God is reaching out to that person today. A great picture that's helped me as a spiritual director is understanding that if I'm with my directee, and my directee is looking down the path or looking down the road, and down the road is Jesus calling to him, or God calling to him, or the Holy Spirit calling to him, I'm not looking at God and saying, hey, directee, this is what God is telling you to do. I'm looking at the directee. And the directee is looking at God, and I'm helping the directee to keep his focus on God, and so that he can be listening, or she can be listening more attentively to the promptings of God and the Holy Spirit and our Heavenly Father. Okay. So the analogy here that we have against back to our football analogy is the team chaplain. Now, the team chaplain is there to assist with the spiritual needs of the members of the team. They don't really care whether the team wins or loses. They're not really concerned even whether that person's above or below certain baseline when it comes to mental health. They're helping that person wherever they are to the best of their abilities with the agency that they have available to them to encounter God in a really real way that they're capable of doing at this stage in their journey. They just want to help that person to encounter God and have some sort of transformative encounter through that relationship. Okay. So therefore, the focus of these sessions, these spiritual direction sessions, is going to be that. We're going to be focusing on the directee's prayer life, what they've been receiving in prayer, where they're feeling the Lord directing their gaze at this specific time in their life. There really is no agenda. Where there's going to be an agenda, certainly to in the counseling relationship to help that person get healthy or help that person in the coaching relationship to achieve a result, the spiritual director is really working with the directee right there in that moment. It doesn't necessarily what happened in the previous session or where the directee wants to be. We're just very present to the promptings of what God is doing in that person's life in the here and now. Okay, so how does this impact the expertise required of the spiritual director? Well, the spiritual director has to be develop some sort of an expertise in the practices of prayer, right? They're going to help the directee grow in that vocal prayer, the mental prayer, affective prayer, the different and also certainly contemplative prayer, helping the person to build that more into their life, helping the person to grow in spiritual disciplines. They need to be kind of have some expertise in that. Certainly, there's a baseline knowledge of theology and the teachings of the church or the faith. Maybe they're going to be drawing from the saints or lessons from the spiritual masters that we have from the different monastic traditions as well. All of these things are going to be, are there to help us to guide the directee to dispose themselves to receiving more of God and the encounter that he is initiating in their life in a given moment. Okay. So, I know when I went through my training at Divine Mercy University, I was doing a lot of looking into the different spiritual masters, the spiritual doctors of the church, understanding what John of the Cross had to say about the different purgative, illuminative, and unitive phases of the spiritual journey, what the dark nights of the soul are, all of these things, so that with this knowledge, we can come alongside and help our directees to understand a little bit more clearly where they are and how they can discover God in their present moment in their life. Okay, so again, going back to these three modalities, we have what's the primary goal of the counselor or the therapist? Resting and restoration. Rest and restoration. What's the primary goal of the coach? Resting in a result. What's the primary goal of the spiritual director? Resting in a relationship. And each one of these primary goals will change the way that, or will kind of determine the type of clientele that will come, that will attract, but also that we'll work with. Also, the how we will focus our time when we're working with somebody, whether it's a client or a directee, but also the expertise that's really required of that practitioner to be able to assist that person on that particular particular goal that they're working towards. Again, as I wrap this up, I offer this as just opening of a dialogue. I really am enjoying having conversations with other spiritual directors and coaches and counselors around here that really want to have these nice distinctions as best we can get them. It's not perfect. It doesn't have to be perfect. But these nice distinctions between these fields, because it helps us to understand what our swim lane is, whether we're operating as a coach, or operating as a directee or a counselor, so we can set proper expectations for the people that we're working with and how we're going to be showing up in the relationship and what they can expect and what we can promise to them and what we can't promise to them. Where we say, hey, you know what? You're going to benefit from a relationship with somebody else if you're looking to really strengthen this spiritual development over here or grow in this healing area of healing over here. I like this type of conversation because it helps us each to grow in humility and also just the freedom to be who God designed us to be and operate in that swim lane where we're meant to be in the body of Christ. I see this as an opportunity for each one of us to come to understand who we are and where God is calling us in these three fields. And then also how we can work together to really ultimately serve that client, that shared client of ours or directee of ours, that's looking to grow in holiness, grow in their personal wellness, become fully who they are, and encounter Christ, so that they can choose Him, live by according to His plan for their life, and experience the joy of the beatific vision for all of eternity. Okay. From here, if you have any comments, please throw those comments below. Again, we're starting a dialogue here, and please pray for us here. And if there's somebody who you think I should talk to that could really help with this dialogue, please throw those in the comments here below as well, and I'd love to talk to that person. All right. God bless.
Hey, guys. If you liked what you learned here today, consider joining our academy, where you can take all these tools and learn how to apply them to your life.
Supremely practical stuff, and you get coached along the way in the process. You are not by yourself. We hope to see you in there.